being studied to look at the evolution of market prices in a situation like March of 2020, for example, and see whether people understood what might happen.
And in the larger clip we played, and I should probably play all this tomorrow or maybe tag it on to this live interview today after we archive it to X and Bandai Video and InfoWars, they say, well, don't tell the public, but you heard him, well, it's not if, but you know, but when, then he backs off and says, you know, if it happens. And then we have the UN and Bill Gates, all of them standardizing the new global central bank digital currency, the bail-in, the tokenizing of all your assets. I mean, they're really, the EU's already got it ready. China's already had it in place for 6 years. I mean, the big moves are happening.
Big, huge moves. And so, you know, the listeners that hear you and I talking every week, sometimes multiple times a week, you know, they hear us talking about silver as basically a safe haven investment. So here's where I connected some dots this weekend, Alex. So last year when the BRICS nations had their meeting in South Africa, how did Putin open up that meeting? He said, we are going to de-dollarize the world. It's irreversible and it's our objective. All right. So it's a strong fighting words. Right now, today, what have they done? They basically de-dollarized the world when in 2 days. So on the 22nd of October, the BRICS nations are meeting in Russia. And they're going to talk about a few different things. One of them, the acceleration of the de-dollarization of the world. How are they going to finish it off, put the last nail in the coffin? Number two, they're going to ratify and actually admit the OPEC oil-producing nations that they voted in January. So now it's going to become official. Thirdly, they're going to introduce their BRICS, common BRICS currency unit. And it's like, So here's where this gets really interesting with our banks, Alex, because last week, Putin, basically, what did he do? He announced that they were going to add silver to the Russian strategic reserves. So they're not just going to back the ruble with 1,000 tons of gold that Russia already has. They're going to add silver as a strategic backing to the ruble. And I couldn't figure out, it's like, okay, silver's not a very big market. What is he trying to do here? Why would you add something that's $32 an ounce? You know, it's got to be more than just making a profit, because there's not that much silver in the world to actually back a currency, right? It would go away. And then the price would probably go to $60, $80, $100, $150 an ounce. Well, with the amount that they're investing, yeah, anybody likes a profit, but we're talking about a country here. So it's like, okay, this is going to be great for people who own silver, but there's more to it than that. And I think I figured it out, right, this weekend. So who owns the most shorts in silver? The U.S. banks do. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, HSBC, which is Chinese bank, right? But they own tons of silver shorts. So if they're going to actually, if Russia takes silver as a strategic reserve, the price goes through the roof. Well, then what happens to the banks that are shorting silver? They lose money hand over fist. So in de-dollarizing the world, I mean, look at that volume that's on the screen right now. That's just yesterday. That's this week, right? That's a massive amount of volume. It's so much more than everything else. There is so much money going into silver, because I think with the announcement that Russia is going to use silver as a strategic reserve for the Russian ruble, all these banks that have short positions know we better cover these shorts. We better cover them, because if the price keeps going up, we're going to lose money like it's nobody's business, and we will probably go out of business. And I think that Bank of America could be the sacrificial lamb, right? I think that they have so much that, and if there's too big to fail is not a thing, anything can fail. Well, then sure. How about these big banks that have massive amount of short positions? So what is Putin doing? I think Putin knows, in de-dollarizing the world, adding silver as a strategic reserve is meaningless, other than he can destroy the Western banking system. Because as silver goes up, they lose money like it's nobody's business. So when you look at the amount of ounces of silver that are short right now, open interest short positions, it's about 700, It went up. The article I showed you showed 660 million ounces. It's now a little over 700 million ounces. Alex, there's 850 million ounces of silver mined in an entire year globally. So the amount of short positions is almost equal to the entire global annual production. This is an unsustainable thing that is going to blow up in the face of these banks. And so we have to go back to, there is a massive banking crisis happening. No wonder Ray Dalio is getting rid of all of his banking shares. No wonder Warren Buffett's getting rid of all of his banking shares. No wonder.
Well, that's right. A few months ago, you said 7 billion of Buffett getting out. Now it's, you know, 70 something billion in just the last few weeks. Look at these headlines. U.S. banks suffer biggest weekly deposit outflow since SVB crisis. Silver shorts you just mentioned. From commitment to trades, we're just showing all the documentation. Silver prices surge, banks face billion-dollar losses. I mean, this is silver's explosive breakout. So you've given us evidence here, but quantify it for people like me, like you're talking to a five-year-old, because I understand this, but I want to still get where your predictions, where this is going, what's happening.
So when you look at what just happened on Friday alone, the amount of money that the banks lost is probably, I don't know, pushing $2 billion. Well, that's in one day when silver went up almost $2 an ounce. See, what happens when it keeps going up, when it goes to 33 and 34 and 35 and $40 an ounce and $50 an ounce? And so every time it goes up, they keep losing billions of dollars. And they're already capital strapped, right? We're already undercapitalized at the banks because their commercial real estate is stinking so bad. So when you have these short positions that they're going to need to cover, they're going to eat up all of their capital. And if they don't do that, the higher silver goes, the more money they lose. So I think what Putin did was a brilliant economic warfare move to actually close down, shut down the U.S. banks, right, so they can actually complete one of their goal objectives, which is to de-dollarize the world. So as we're looking at all of this, these banks are toast because silver is not going to stop growing, right? Especially when you've got a country that's going to be buying it to actually put its strategic reserves. And everything else that we've talked about.
Kirk, we got to go to break. Sorry to cut you off. Stay right there. We're going to come back. We got 30 minutes left. I want to walk through the numbers, tie it into war, and then just real quick, we go to break. Yes, you're a great sponsor. You're also a great economist. You made great predictions here. 25-year overnight success story. I'm joking. You've got the biggest silver brokerage in North America. Would be the biggest gold, but you're not pitching gold. You have the best deals, the best crew, the best staff, where you sell it all at wholesale. Remember, spot means out of the ground, but you can always look at the daily wholesale. That's what you'll buy it, silver or gold, from Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. And then, boom, to wherever you want to take it, your house, depository, wherever, they're ready right now. 4.7, 4.8, 4.9 star reviews, kepm.com/gold. When you go there, they know you're our sponsor. That supports our broadcast, kepm.com/gold. They promote the InfoWar as well, a 360 win. This is the place to go, kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. I could have 10 different gold sponsors right now and make five times the money, but they gouge you. So I'd rather make less money, but sleep good at night and have you happy.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Please listen closely because this is